5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Digital Soup, the only podcast that's...
In a world where technology has brought order and awakened chaos, three men have embraced their destiny to slay the technological beast, or something like that. Join in the laughs, because it's time for the Digital Soup Podcast with Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
You want me to try... Welcome to Digital Soup. We are the only podcast.
Damn it! All right, everybody, welcome back to Digital Soup. The only podcast.
Sit down, boys. Oh, I got a treat for you.
Welcome to Digital Soup, the
from
only...
From the frozen lands of Minnesota, two adventurers, Adam and usually Dave, battle the harshest internet connections to bring you another episode of the Digital Soup Podcast. Their opinions are unqualified, but the conversations are good.
All right, rookies, I'll take over
this
here.
This is so. Dave.
Welcome back. This is episode 200 of the Me Digital Dave. Soup Podcast. As you can hear,
Dave likes tacos.
We've got Jason with us for the big finale.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the end. I know you guys had a little trouble getting those intros out. I don't know.
Computer problems. I don't know.
We
what
haven't
it is.
Been on every show like Dave has.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
And of course, it had to work for him because it's like, hey, he's always here. We got to make sure it works for him.
Yep,
knows exactly. Who its daddy is.
Whoa, who's your it's daddy?
Yeah, you know that Toby Keith intro? Song.
Which Toby Keith song is that about?
The one where he sings, "Who's your daddy?
Yeah,
who's
but
your baby?" That- I don't know.
Do you normally sing that to a computer, though?
I do. My computer, this AMD Ryzen machine, just likes a little Toby Keith now and then.
You know what? I always... You do look a little bit like Johnny Five.
Who's Johnny Five?
Johnny Five Alive, Short Circuit. Come on, dude.
Oh. I was thinking country singers. I'm like, who's Johnny Five?
It's the five Johnnies.
They all harmonize with each other.
I thought this was some new, you know, Florida Georgia Line style band that's a boy band, really. But
Johnny
is
Five?
Yeah, it could be
some boy band posing as a country band.
Could happen.
Have they ever had a country boy band before?
Well, there's country boys, but not like
no.
A
but
boy
you know
band
what I mean, like five guys that can't play instruments that just sing.
And they do what, line dance?
Yeah, they'd line dance the whole time.
Probably the closest to that is that Highwayman group. With who was it? Waylon,
the Highwaymen, those old guys.
Waylon, Willie, Merle, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson, wasn't it?
That's a boy band, huh?
That's your boy, that's your country version of a boy band.
That's a man band.
A man band. That's
what
the geezer trio.
Wish they could be.
Wait, there's five of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. My number's good.
Five.
Oh, there you go. Oh, guys, can you believe this is the final episode of Digital Soup? It's,
yep.
Adam's like, yep.
Time.
Just take it all back and put a bullet in it, right?
Nah. Yeah.
Old Yeller's had a good run.
Can you remember back, what is it, about 3.5 years now is when we, a little over 3.5 probably, when we started talking about, let's do a podcast.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's hang out and do a podcast. And, well, this is where we ended up.
Well,
65,000 plus downloads later. And
yeah, it wasn't even that far for me, because I only found out, you guys asked me, it was maybe, I think, a couple weeks at most, week and a half notice, something like that.
And yeah,
We
only invited Dave onto the show because we knew that Adam and I would have to take some time off once in a while. So we needed somebody here every week. And we needed
Dave a loser with no life. And
yep. I'm like, oh, what kind of sucker can we get for this show?
Right.
There was a couple of episodes, I think, where both Adam and I weren't there, and you had to grab somebody else, a host from like another show to help.
Yeah, I think I did one That's with great. Chris from All Things Good and Nerdy. And I did one, I think, with Mac, Captain Poland, longtime friend of the show.
Both Adam and I bail on the same night.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have that figured out. You know, we were supposed to set that up, Adam. You know, so we were never gone the same night. What the heck happened?
Well, you know, it happens.
I'll say, while I've loved every minute of doing this show, obviously, haven't missed one. That's probably the one thing that there was a stretch there. It felt like about 4 months where every week was just a battle. It was one or the other. Can't do tonight. Can we push to tomorrow? The scheduling at that one little stretch, like when you were switching jobs and stuff. Oh man,
we
I don't
both
have any
switch jobs actually fairly close to each other. And that kind of,
I don't have any hair on my head, but I was ready to pull it out at that time.
Get the tweezers.
I was just like, come on, I'm doing it myself this week. I don't care.
Yeah, but who's going to show up for just the Dave show?
I don't know. The people that have shown up for almost 100 episodes of Adventures in Creativity, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Plug, plug, plug.
Well, it's now Humble faded brag. Words. Yeah. I mean, I just decided I'll do something no on my deal. Own. It's not just me. Adam's got yesterday's sci-fi.
Nobody listens to that crap.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, I've listened to a few of them. Now, honestly, I haven't listened to all of them because I just don't listen to, and it's nothing about that though, Adam, don't even think about it, but I love that, what they're alive or it's alive or we're still alive or whatever, zombie drama show.
That's a drama. I'm just doing like a reading.
Well, I understand that, but when I drive, I like to listen to commentary or music, and that's the only time I listen to podcasts. So that's why I haven't listened to more than a handful.
Yeah, that's fine.
Of your shows. I
just
do apologize.
Set up an auto downloader to get me those numbers, man.
Actually, dude, I do. My podcast catcher always downloads
both
your shows.
My numbers are a lie?
Hey, Jason, you like to listen to shows like This Week in Tech and This Week in Google a lot, right?
I've never listened to This Week in Google, but I have listened to Leo on This Week in Tech, you know, because I am a big twit. Hey, shut it. No, if we're going to talk about our favorite podcasts, the number one show that I listen to, I make sure I listen to every week, year round, is the Accidental Digital Tech Podcast.
Suit. Yeah. No, he didn't listen to that every time.
No way.
Once he left, he was like,
pfft. Oh, whatever. I you know I listen because I harass you guys once in a while about some of the stuff you say.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, I always listen to that show, and then I always listen to The Talking Dead. But it's not the TV show. There's a Talking Dead podcast from Canada. It just has the same name, but no affiliation. But I listen to that every week also. Hmm. And then a handful of other ones I'll listen to here and there. But those are the two I listen to every week when they have new episodes. I have to.
Yeah.
They're sweet. Well, everybody's got their podcast they got to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I listen to way too many.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dave listens to probably 30, and he's on about 30.
Dave is a podcaster.
I was floored. I sent this to you guys this week in our Discord chat. This Week in Google, I got recommended. Faded Words got recommended on This Week in Google from our good friend, Aunt Pruitt. And I almost crapped my pants because they got a pretty big audience, you know, and that network. So I was like, whoa, he recommended my show, and I was like, wow, that was amazing. Didn't expect that was pretty awesome. But it was really weird to hear my voice coming through as Leo is talking at the same time, because he like played my intro and a little snippet of my show and stuff.
It's like you guys are, you know, on the same show.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
And Adam sends me a couple thumbs up and then one of these flipping me the finger also.
How dare you have success?
Yeah, well, we know Dave just used Digital Soup as a stepping stone to other projects.
Had I done that, why would I have been the only one here all this time?
You wanted to make sure the stepping stone was stable.
Yeah, solid foundation for my fat ass. I mean, but sorry, it's
you're gonna
the last
need a more
episode.
Solid foundation, big guy.
Just say bulbous derriere,
saggy old man cheeks. Sorry, last
you know, this
episode,
is painting a very pretty picture for our lady listeners. Yeah, like we got any lady listeners? Like we,
yeah, that's true.
Like we have listeners. Our heyday was a year ago or more.
No,
if you can even call it that.
Hey, we had following about year ago or so. But
I think a year in, we had good following.
I think people just started to hate our voices. Well, maybe not Dave's because they follow him over on Faded Words and Adventures
and
Creativity Curios. That's my favorite podcast, by the way. Adventures and Curios.
Oh, well, all the best cabinetry.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking we probably should let people know, even though we're a little bit in here, that today we don't have a list. We don't have any major agenda. We're just kind of reminiscing. We're gonna just hang out, one last hangout for the show. Just like the old days. So listeners, if you're waiting for some kind of big special list or, you know, specific topic, the topic is the end.
The end.
All right. Now well, back
we do
to
have
fun.
We do have a list, the top 10 podcasts that Dave is on.
Actually, we should talk about because so even though we're ending Digital Soup, right? We are all still continuing other podcast things. So it's not like if you want to hear more of us. I've got Yesterday Sci-Fi. You guys might have heard of it. Yesterday Sci-Fi.
I have, dude. I saw it actually on the Sci-Fi Network. They were advertising it.
Dave's AICpod.com.
Yep.
His Faded Words podcast, soon to be Faded Words. Is it FadedWordsPod.com?
Yep. Faded Words. And then,
is that official yet?
Jason's working not on yet. Something too. Geekly Speaking.
Well, Geekly Speaking is where we speak quite geek.
Yeah.
Yep. On fleek.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new podcast that's going to be coming out hopefully in September. We've had a couple failed starts on getting it going, but being joined by Dave, which I think he'll be there for most of the episodes, of course. Dave.
We'll see.
Adam hopefully is going to drop by once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah, and we got a new podcasting compadre. His name's John. You can find him on Twitter at what is it again, Dave?
Yeah, what is he? Butchering something?
Whoa. Barista Butcher?
Something like that. I don't know.
The Barista Butcher? That sounds like a serial killer.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like it.
So maybe
change your handle.
You know, maybe you could do Tales from the Dark Web. Was that what that
Tales
segment
from
was
the
we
deep
did?
Dark Web.
Deep Dark Web.
We did the Halloween
the Barista
episode.
Butcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, listeners, so if you guys are interested in hearing some really good classics, episode 100 is probably the best because we did kind of this summary of things and it's hilarious.
Yep.
But the Halloween ones were always kind of different as well, where we just kind of dove into darker stuff. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff. If you go through our catalog, there is a lot of great episodes. Not just trying to, catalog. You know, toot our own horns, but you can take a look at download counts and you can see, hey, this one has a pretty high download count. I'm going to give that one a listen.
Where do you see the download counts?
Okay, they can't. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Let me just tell you which ones are really good.
Podcasting Pro.
Do you guys know what our number one episode is still to this day?
Jules.
Yep, it is the episode where we interview Jules Wills. He is the programmers for RetroPie and Emulation Station, if you're into retro gaming. His episode is now well over 2,000 listens, and that's big for Digital Soup. Yeah, he's over 2,000 now.
Wait a second. How come this one episode we had with the top video games where Jason was on, we got like three times as many downloads as every other one?
Yeah.
Well, I promoted it on the retro channels like mad.
Oh, okay.
I did for like almost the whole week. Every day I would plug it on the all the retro Reddit channels and Twitter channels. So that helps it a little bit. Got some more eyeballs out on it.
But he didn't plug it at all when he's not on it. Just
saying. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to plug Mysteries of Minnesota on retro. Well,
no, it's not. Hey, guys, check out Mysteries of Minnesota. See how easy that is?
Gosh, exactly. Super
God,
easy.
God, I suck.
Man.
I know. Good thing this is ending. I think we're going to, you know, throw down here in a little bit.
Man, yeah.
A good thing Adam isn't, you know, like he doesn't have the physique and stuff that he had way back. And I'm going way back because this guy's old, but way back in the early 2000s, because this guy was like a ninja. And now he's more like a Beverly Hills ninja.
So mean.
That's so funny. Hey, you miss me.
I do.
Say it.
I do.
Okay. You know,
say it.
And we just kid because, jeez, you know, like.
Say elephant.
Yeah, say elephant. Like we say all the time, we are Dave, three fat dudes.
Edge of Sleep podcast. Oh, man.
Oh, what? Yeah.
So, okay, I got to share this one because this is funny. Yeah. Dave recommended a podcast a couple weeks back, The Edge of Sleep.
Yes.
And this is an audio drama.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening to it. And usually when I only have a chance to listen to podcasts, usually when it's like going to bed. So I'll throw my headphones in. And then I'll put my sleep timer on. So I nod off and I have mine set to when the episode ends, like to end for sleep timer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I wake up to the sound of this like demonic screaming in my ears. I had adrenaline rush through my body. There's this particular scene in this podcast where this kid's having like a vision or something. This lady's just asking him to say the word elephant because he's going through the alphabet as a child. And all of a sudden it morphs into this like, say elephant. And I'm like, oh my God. I whipped my headphones out of my ears. And I went, oh. Back to sleep. Like, I better re-listen to that tomorrow to see what happened.
Did you like punch your wife? Were you like flailing and punched your wife?
Good thing I didn't. She would have punched me back.
That was a good series. Edge of Sleep.
Oh,
ending made a lot of people mad, but
well, it's not over though, right?
It is over.
Oh, that was the end. End.
That was the end. End.
Okay, now I'm mad.
A kid just saying elephant is the end of a podcast.
No, wasn't the end. That scene wasn't the end, but the ending of that series. Made
like
a lot of people mad
because of a meal and not eating the other half.
Yeah, exactly. Although what flipped it in my head for me where it made me feel okay with it is very much like when you read a good short story and you know that you could go on and on with these characters for a long time, but this was just a, let me step into this scenario. We'll see what happens. And then there's the ending of that. The rest of life is going to move on. Something else is going to happen. And that's a different story for another time. So I was okay with the ending. Baraska, well, that was by the same people.
Yeah.
And that one had a much better ending, I thought. They stuck the landing on that one. That was a really good series, too. I enjoyed it.
How do you have time to listen to all these dramas?
I listen to them at typically 1.5 speed, so they're a little faster. I skip through. Once you listen to an episode or two, you kind of figure out where they're ad reads and their intro music and all that stuff is, and I skip through all of that. And so each one only ends up being 16 minutes, 17 minutes.
Okay, that's not too bad.
You know, so depending on the series, most of them are like 30 to 40 minute episodes. Mm-hmm. But if you skip through all of the, you know, the stuff, the intro, outro, ad
the
reads
fluff,
in the middle,
as we call it in the industry,
and get just to the story. And I listen to it a lot in overcast on 1.5 speed. So it speeds it up. It ends up being around 15 to 17 minutes usually.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I didn't realize that was Mark Plyer, like the Markiplier or whatever you call him. Mark Fishbach that did that Edge of Sleep podcast.
Yeah.
The YouTuber guy. He had a great voice and great acting in there.
Well, Baraska,
I thought it was Steve Crescent Wrench.
Yeah.
Well, in Baraska, done by the same company.
Markiplier.
Yeah, that's the Baraska one is one of the twin brothers from The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody on the Disney Channel.
Can't wait to hear the Olsen twins podcast.
Yeah, Cole Sprouse. He was the guy, he played the main character in Baraska, Sam. And yeah, he also produced the whole thing. So really good. And a lot of that company, a lot of their other podcasts, I think they've got one now starring Tessa Thompson, who was Valkyrie in the Marvel movies. You know okay. who she is? Yeah. She's starring yes. in there. There was, who was in the other ones? I'm trying to think here.
Did you start listening to that one yet?
Chloe Moretz. Which one?
Left Right Game.
I haven't. No, I haven't got to that one yet. Because, yeah, there's a lot of, well, Demi Moore is in a series they've got. Left Right Game is, like I said, Tessa Thompson. Chloe Grace Moretz is in Gaslight, another famous actress. And then I'm not sure who, they've got two other ones showing, Carrier and Blackout. I'm not sure who those ones are. So,
yeah, nice. Well, let's talk about our podcast.
That's what I was gonna say. Let's just recommend other podcasts.
Well, they, you know, once they're done listening to this one,
yeah, they're gonna need something to fill the void.
Well, hey, so you know, with this episode coming up, I spent a lot of time thinking, you know, back over, you know, the years and the different episodes we did, and you know, just thinking about some of the most fun we had on some of the episodes, and I have to mention this one. Now, this one only included me and Dave, technically. Yeah. But it was the episode where Adam couldn't be there. I believe, was that the appendix episode, maybe? I can't remember 100%.
Yes, I think so.
It was. Pretty sure it was.
So what I did was I soundboarded Adam for the entire episode.
No, that wasn't the appendix episode.
Oh, that wasn't the one?
No, okay. it was something else came up. But remember the appendix episode, you did the special song. You know who has an appendix?
Well, that was when he came back, wasn't it?
I thought you played it when he was gone. Maybe it was when
maybe
he came
I
back.
Did. I can't remember. But yeah, I had so much fun. I just all kinds of clips I took off of a bunch of episodes, and one of the most famous ones that we tease about, and Adam just put it up in Discord the other day, was the helicopter baseball.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No idea why he said that, but do you remember the origin of helicopter baseball?
I don't know.
It was probably us talking about random stuff.
Yeah.
And then I just tried to say random words, and then you sound clipped it and never told anybody I wasn't on the show, but made it sound like I had some kind of mental issue that day.
Or maybe
I took a substance I shouldn't have.
It was so good.
I can't remember what episode that was, but if we could figure it out, we'll definitely put it in this episode show notes, because you really have to go back and listen to that one because it is hilarious. Adam was at his peak. I mean, that was the epitome of Adam right there. Just the greatness that he could possibly be someday.
The epitome of me.
Adam, you can probably attest to this. Adam and I have held this fear for the longest time that these sound clips, Jason, you love to sound clip stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we know that there's a lot of stuff that's said like pre-show, post-show, but we're still recording. And that's the biggest fear is like, I hope he never releases some of that, because I know you've played some of it for me, and I know for a fact there is some, it's hilarious, but stuff, you know, very inappropriate that we don't want.
Well, the only thing I could ever recommend to you two guys is definitely don't run for office anytime soon. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go for your opponent, and I'm going to give him all the artillery he or she will need.
Adam, remember that. Well, we might have talked about this on episode 100 too, but one of my favorites is, Adam, you've always been very much like, no, we're going to keep this clean, going to keep this family friendly. And it's always, you know, there's always, especially when it was all three of us, stuff what you'd say something and be like, nope, edit, cut that out.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry, guys.
Yep, lots of stuff.
Out. Please edit that out.
Yeah,
send
and
them
then,
an email.
Right. And so the best part was that one episode when Adam, you and I were talking, we're like, let's just mess with Jason. And Jason had no idea. I think it was my turn to, we used to alternate the intro back in those days. Mm-hmm. And it was my turn that week for the intro. And I was like, all right, just play along. And we just started dropping F-bombs and what the blah, blah, blah is going on, you know, and just went nuts. And it still cracks me up to this day, but it'll never hear the light of day. But.
Well, it did it on episode 100, but remember I did bleep edit.
Oh, you did. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So they could hear it, but it was edited.
Yeah.
But you knew what these two clowns were actually saying.
Because, that was a fun one.
Yeah, we had a lot, lot of fun. Hey, Adam, anything you can pick out? If you had to pick out one episode that you, there's one episode that you're going to recommend to your friends, 100. Which one would it be? Well, I mean, besides our greatest hits episode, can you think of a different one?
Let's see, probably the one where you left.
I know that was
I'm pretty good. I'm just kidding. I don't have a single particular one because every single one had these moments in there when it was the three of us that were just hilarious, and that, well, there were so many of them. That was like one of the best parts of the show.
Yeah,
where you know we'd die laughing. That's my favorite part.
I will say this. I don't think I ever had any of those moments that caused that laughter in terms of cracking a funny joke. I've never been that guy. I don't know why. I know I've died laughing sometimes and I've said some absolutely stupid stuff that didn't even think of what I was. Yeah. Didn't even think about what I was saying. As I was saying it, it made perfect sense to me, but then you guys would just jump on it and I'd be toast. It'd be like a half hour of just getting ripped to shreds.
Yep. Yeah. You got to be careful around Adam and I, because you know, we're fairly quick witted. I say fairly because sometimes Adam's laugh is delayed by at least 5 seconds sometimes, but it is sometimes. But yeah, I mean, another episode, I can't even remember what the episode was, but another segment that I loved so much because it was just Adam and I just riffing was the brains.
Oh, yeah.
We went off of that for a while. That was hilarious. Yeah,
the zombie grain pun. Yeah, the gluten-free. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Gosh, it's just so much fun. I mean, we had so much fun with the show, and if there was any way that we could have turned this into our job, I could have seen us doing this until the day we died.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been fun.
Time constraints is just horrible, and it's like, yeah, I'm trying to do a new podcast, but I'm only trying to do it a couple times a month, and that's it. But through the magic of editing, given at least one episode a week.
Right.
But I even that is... You know, is it going to happen? I hope so. But, you know, I miss it. I really miss podcasting. I miss hanging out with you two guys. Mm. And, you know, I don't want to cry right now.
Then don't.
That's acting. Thank you very much. No, yeah. I still love you guys, but I was acting.
That's acting, guys. I swear.
And scene.
Yeah.
It's fake tears.
Well,
fake tears.
I'm thinking about my dead dog right now.
Yep. You know, when we look at that, though, kind of on a serious note, Adam and I, we talked about it when we made the announcement a few weeks back, and it is something that it wasn't an easy decision. And, you know, it was something where there was, you know, some conversations kind of, I don't know how else to put it, kind of dancing around the idea for a while. I think where it was like, well, you know, what do you think? You know, well, I don't know. What do you think? You know, that kind of a thing. And it had got, you know, when we kind of just got to the point where it was like, all right, man, this, what do you think? This is what we could do, or this is an option. You know, episode 200 is coming. Maybe we just end it. And it wasn't easy. You know, I've been in a super bummed out mood ever since we decided to do it and announced it, because as dumb as this will sound, I feel like it's like I failed, which is super weird because it's ended. Well, that's really,
I'm just kidding.
No, I know. And it is silly to say that, but it really is like, it hit me that way where I was like, man, I feel like just failed at it, you know, like, geez. And then, my wife, no,
don't feel that way.
Well, no.
We all know the real cause of this dying is me, because I had to leave.
Well, yeah, it is Jason's
not
fault.
Not that I held the whole show together, but I mean, I broke up the dynamic. I mean, we are a trio of excellence and a duo of mediocrity.
You guys remember the puck pack?
Ouch.
The puck pack.
Adam
McDonald's.
Didn't even hear it.
No, I heard you. Duo of mediocrity.
The screw puck you. Pack.
Yeah. You had
that's Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett's the puck pack at McDonald's, and it was like this triple cheeseburger, and there was you know, fries, and then there was like a shake. It was three things that mm-hmm. were like the main standouts of it. It was the puck pack. You broke up the puck pack.
Yeah. The puck pack. You know, and I don't want to I don't want to spoil too much or say anything negative about Jason, your new project with Geekly Speaking.
He doesn't want to say anything negative about it, but he's gonna.
Well, no, but we, you know, and I think you'll vouch for this. We recorded this first attempt at what we were looking to do over the last weekend. And during, I don't know what we were, 20 minutes in, half hour in or whatever it was, you actually stopped us and you were like, I don't know, guys, is this any good even, you know? And there was a lot of questions, and then we're like, no, let's, you know, we'll see what happens. Let's just keep going, you know? And so we did it. And I think that's after, you know, when we got done, I talked to you about it after the fact. And that's why we kind of, when you were looking at it, I gave you some thoughts and you're kind of shifting direction a little bit on what it's going to be and still figuring it out. But I think that was the biggest thing, where it was you and I, and then John, who I don't really know at all.
Yeah, which, so that's fine. There's no dynamic between you two,
right? And you know, that's honestly fine for me. I've jumped in and guest hosted, and this isn't bragging. It's just the fact of the matter that I've jumped in and had conversations with so many different people. Not only just the interviews I do on my own show, or you know, guest hosting on other shows, stuff like that. I'm comfortable just chatting. You know, I can pull that off, but. It was this feeling almost in the back of my head, like this is trying to recapture that same lightning in a bottle that the three of us had, and it wasn't working.
Yeah. One of the big, tough. Like Dave said, I mean, he does jump and he does interviews with other podcasts, guest hosts. He's done a lot of interviews and stuff, but there's just something about three guys that have known each other for good portions of their lives in real life, that it just should I say it's magic.
Well,
don't you believe in magic?
What was weird on that,
three boys' hearts?
Stop right there.
That's terrible. What was weird on that one though? Adam and I didn't really know each other coming into this. Like, we knew of each other.
We did.
You guys met.
It was kind of, yeah, we'd met. We were kind of acquaintances, but yeah. We weren't, it's not like we were super close when we started this.
Now you're like brothers, dudes.
Well, yeah, no, definitely. We, you know, we keep in touch all the time, regardless of what we're recording or not, and checking in on, you know, non-show stuff, I guess you could say, all the time.
We got to go over to Adam's again for some of that chicken fried rice.
Do it anytime, guys, anytime.
Except for now with COVID, just wear a mask.
Yeah, wear a mask. I've talked to Dave quite a bit about the show ending and everything, and leading up to this episode 200 and stuff. And one of the things he does keep mentioning all the time is it's really going to be a bummer on Monday nights, because this is his Monday night ritual.
Yeah.
And he's just going to have like this empty cavern inside his heart, because he's not going to be doing the podcast with us. Mm-hmm. So let's throw this to our listeners. What can Dave do Monday nights outside of football season? Because we know what he'll be doing then. But outside of football season, What should Dave do on Monday nights? Give him a little email over at, we're going to say with that AICpod.com email address. What is it? Big Dave.
I don't have an AICpod address, because everything was getting sent to the Dave at Digital Soup address, which probably will be changing, I assume. And then I have Dave at usuallydave.com, but when everything gets set up, we'll set it up and I'll have some kind of faded words address. I don't really need ideas. I mean, you can certainly send them to me. I've got, as Adam,
it'll be fun though. I mean, maybe somebody will say jump off a bridge.
Well, maybe, but you know, as nice. Both, yeah, really, as both of you know, though, I mean, I bounce ideas off you steady. I have no shortage of ideas. It's a matter of being able to actually execute on any of the ideas I think of. That seems to be my problem, but I'm one of those people that gets ideas, jump all in both feet first and see if it works or not. And more often than not, they crash and burn. So then it's on to the next thing. So I definitely have plenty of ideas to keep me going, but Monday nights just will never be the same.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know what that means, guys, right?
It's the end of the show.
It's the very final Digital Soup Quiz Show. Woo! Yeah. And this is a very special one. And you want to know why?
Why?
No.
This is the one time Dave's going to lose. I am putting all my eggs in Adam's basket tonight.
Oh, no.
Adam, you are going to destroy Dave.
Why do I have a feeling we're about to have a quiz show where it is nothing but like...
Okay, give me those Filipino food questions.
Right, Filipino food, ultra crazy IT stuff that I'd have no idea about.
The next topic is bass guitar strings.
Yeah.
Well, Dave might know bass guitar strings already. A little bit, maybe.
He's a drum sticker.
Is it like a pot sticker?
Yep.
Tasty and soft and full of meat on the middle.
Nope. This quiz is actually going to be pretty open to you guys. I think it's knowledge that both of you guys should have. It's covering different things like movies, etc. Actually, a lot of movies.
Do it.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a question and then four possible answers. First one to say their name gets to try to guess. If you want to guess before I read the possible answers, feel free. Let me see. I got to get something to do some hash marks so we can get Adam's win. I mean the fair win.
Put an extra one in there right away.
Yeah, just be like hash, hash, hash. Ooh, what is it called? A handicap. We're giving Adam like a 5 handicap.
Sweet.
You know, like golf?
Yeah.
Nobody understands what I'm talking about?
Nope. Go.
He's like, nope. All right, I got
it. No, I get it.
Here is the first question. O.J. Simpson was originally considered for this role, but passed over because producers thought people wouldn't have believed a nice guy like O.J. playing the part of a ruthless killer. A. Freddy Krueger. B. The Terminator. C. Predator. Or D. Khan.
Can you read him again? It was...
Yep. Freddy Krueger.
Yep.
The Terminator.
Dave.
Predator. Or Khan.
Dave, I'm going to go Terminator.
You are correct, Dave. Adam!
I don't know.
Well, I know you don't know, but you should have known.
You're right. Okay. This game sucks.
Rigged. Rigged. All right. Question
probably
number 2.
Mail-in ballots. I'm sorry. Yeah. We're not doing political.
A football question.
All right. Rock Hudson.
See?
Rock Hudson walked out of the first screening of this sci-fi classic, exclaiming, "Will somebody tell me what the hell this is about?" A. 2001 A Space Odyssey. B. Star Wars. C. The Thing. Or D. Tron.
Adam. Star Wars.
Incorrect. Dave, you want to try?
Yeah, it was. What was the first one again? Well, what were they? I know Star Wars was B.
2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yep.
Star Wars, The Thing, or Tron.
Rock Hudson. I'm trying to think. He was 70s, 60s.
Brick Mortar.
I was thinking The Thing.
Is that your final answer?
But it could be 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Well, yeah, since there's only 3 left and you've named 2 of them, it could be one of those.
Well, I know. I know it wasn't Tron. At least I'm pretty positive. I'm going to go with The Thing.
Incorrect.
It was 2001.
It was 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Dang it. I knew it.
All right, so it's still 1-0, Dave. Gary Oldman says he tried to portray the bad guy in this film as a cross between Ross Perot and Bugs Bunny.
Adam.
Okay, ooh. Adam?
Fifth Element.
Okay, you are correct. How did you know
nice.
That?
That just sounds like his character that he played in Fifth Element.
That was a ballsy buzz-in.
Yeah, it was.
Kudos to you, man.
I didn't even have to give you a choice.
Okay. Sweet.
Question number 4. During the filming of this sci-fi masterpiece, director Paul Verhoeven got food poisoning so often that he kept an ambulance near the set at all times. A. RoboCop. B. Total Recall. C. Starship Troopers. Or D. Hollow Man.
Dave. Starship Troopers.
Incorrect. Ooh. Do you want to try, Adam?
We're going to go with RoboCop.
Incorrect.
I meant the other one.
Total Recall.
Yeah. Dang it.
Still 1-1. Tied up. The spaceship from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And The spaceship from Close Encounters of the Third Kind features an upside down model of this robot. A, Robbie the Robot. B, Data. C, Gort. I don't remember Gort. Or D, R2-D2.
Adam. I'm going to go with C, Gort.
Incorrect.
Dang it. I wanted to be Gort.
I know.
I'm going to go R2.
It is R2-D2.
Oh. Spielberg connection,
oh,
right?
Oh,
no.
Spielberg connection. I should have thought of that. Gort, that's a classic from...
What's it from? I don't even remember it. Oh, like the day the Earth Stood Still?
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Okay, yeah. I thought I did recognize
it. I thought
it
too, but I'm not going to tell her whatever it was.
Okay, here you go. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
In the original script of this sci-fi classic, all of the women were topless. A, Planet of the Apes. B, RoboCop. C, Avatar. Or D, Mad Max.
Adam. Let's go A, Planet of the Apes.
You are correct, and yeah. You are always looking at nude apes, aren't you?
I like what I like. No, I'm just kidding.
As soon as you started reading this question, I don't know why, but my mind instantly went to that old sci-fi Barbarella.
Yeah, hey, I enjoyed that movie as a teenager.
Never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
It's something. Let's say that one of the big boss battles she has is an interesting way she has of defeating the boss.
I haven't seen the it villain. Since I was a kid, so I'd have to watch it again. All right, question 7. While filming Predator, this actor was so cold from the sub-zero night scenes that he got drunk trying to warm up with liquor. A, Carl Weathers. B, Jesse the Body Ventura. C, Bill Duke. Or D, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Dave, I'm going to say Jesse the Body Ventura.
Incorrect. Adam?
I'm going to go with Arnold. He had his shirt off for most of the movie.
Adam just took the lead 3-2.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
A first.
Oh, this next question is going to be Adam's, too.
We don't know this.
Yeah, I do, because here we go.
Adam's going to win this one.
For this Star Trek film,
oh boy.
Producers cast male strippers as the henchmen in Wrath of Khan, The Search for Spock, The Voyage Home, or Generations.
I have no
idea. Adam?
Adam?
I'm going to go Wrath of Khan for henchmen.
Exactly. 4-2.
Taking a commanding 2-point lead.
Yep. There's only 2 questions left. So either we tie or...
Adam
has taken out Dave.
I might suffer my first ever loss.
Yes, he's waited forever.
I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
It's so fitting that it's on the final episode,
right?
Too. But watch, here goes Dave. Hey, Adam, focus, because Dave can tie this, and that's still not a win for you then.
Anybody's game.
And still not a loss for Dave. All right, question number 9. On the set of Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd frequently referred to Slimer as the ghost of this portly actor. A, Fatty Arbuckle. B, Benny Hill. C, John Belushi. Or D, Artie Lang.
Dave. Let's go Belushi.
You are correct. We are now 4-3, Adam, and we are on the final question.
Boy, I feel pressure right now. Like, literal, like, I can't go out on a loss pressure.
Here's what I think. I think Dave's going to get this because he probably knows most about this question than anybody.
Okay, it's a Metallica question. Isn't it?
It is. All right, you ready for this?
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah. KY jelly and shredded condoms were two... I laugh because of the way I prefaced it. KY jelly and shredded condoms were two items used to make the baddies in this sci-fi horror film. All right, A, Night of the Living Dead. B, 28 Days Later. C, Tremors. Or D, Alien.
Adam. We're going to go with Alien.
You won! Holy smoke! 5-3.
Yeah.
All I could think of was their slime. And is that what they used for it?
Well, that's how I was trying to think.
Killed you.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did it.
In your face, Dave. I've been waiting to say this the whole time.
Fair and square, got soundly beaten on the last quiz show.
The universe is set right now.
The planets have aligned.
Yes. Yep.
Like Bill and Ted face the music.
Dogs and cats are living together. That's back to the Ghostbusters, question right. We had there. Yep. All right, guys. Well, that was our final Digital Soup quiz show. What do you guys think?
I loved it because
you won.
Somehow I got questions right.
You did. And usually this time of night, you're not firing on all your synapses. So that's amazing.
That's nice. Yeah, usually like the music ones, Dave's just like, boom, that's Simon and Garfunkel. Boom, yeah. That's Metallica. He just gets
them. I should have done music ones?
Nope.
No. What I think got me this time was the fact we had choices. That's the first one we've never had choices.
Ah.
Or the first one we've actually had. And usually we never have them. We got to come up with the answer on our own. I'm pretty sure.
Well, and Adam did. I mean, he didn't even want the choices for that one question. Right. Like, boom, I got it, man.
He's on it.
Yeah, I did technically do that one time. I mean,
Nice snorty McDorties.
Yeah.
You know what the absolute best trick we could play on our listeners right now is if we do this episode and the next week we do 201.
That'd be a trick on me.
Yeah, it wouldn't be great because then it's almost like an OCD thing would kick in for me and I'd be like, no, 200 is a nice even number. No, we can't stop again until
we get to 300.
Yeah, we do 201 and call it quits there.
Yeah, got to get to 300 and so then it'd be what, another 2 years roughly.
We got to end on the closest 1,000.
Exactly.
I remember when we first, started this and we're just loving it. We're probably within the first like 10 episodes and we're like, man, I hope we just go forever and hit 1,000. Whoa, what happens if we hit that high? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
200 is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, we made it a lot longer than a lot of podcasts out there. I mean, you can go ahead and just do a little old iTunes or Apple Podcasts now. Sorry, wrong terminology, but an Apple Podcast search and see a lot died a few years back and they had like 15 episodes, 8 episodes. 37.
Right.
So 200, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's admirable.
Yeah, like I was joking with, I think it was Dave the other day. I said, hey, all you need to have is 100 episodes to get syndicated.
Yeah.
We doubled that, and we're going to be in reruns now.
us and MASH or something. Yeah. MASH. You know, I do want to, before we forget, I know, Adam, last episode, we had done our final, Spotify playlist additions and everything else.
Yep.
We did have one final listener submission.
Technically, we had two.
Did you? Okay. So you've got one also?
I do.
Okay. So listener the mailman asked if we could add one more song to their Super Friend Spotify playlist. I want to make sure and get this in here. He thought it would be fitting to add The Final Countdown by Europe. So... Nice send off on that one. Yep.
And of course, our good friend and listener, Jesse, had a song as well. This one is from Southern Culture on the Skids, and it's called Dirt Track Date, which sounds pretty dang good.
I definitely want to listen to that.
Okay, I mean, just you'll have to, we'll add it to the show notes. I didn't even listen to it yet, but I heard like the beginning of the guitar, and it sounds like it's going to be exactly what it sounds like.
I want to recommend one, too. That Sarah McLachlan song. I will remember.
Actually, I do have one final song to add to our actual Digital Soup Spotify playlist, Dave.
Yeah, what was the other one? Real quick again, Jesse's Dirt Track.
Dirt Track Date by Southern Culture on the Skids.
Okay, I'm trying to get it. My Spotify is being horribly slow on my computer right now.
I'll type it into the show notes here so we've got it. But the last one that I wanted to... add to our playlist is something that I just released.
Yes.
In my own self-interest. Onto Spotify. It's called Wind and Fire by me, Adam.
What?
Tassaro.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why didn't you tell me?
I just did.
Just because I'm not on the podcast anymore, Gatha.
Don't. He literally just told me, like, in a Instagram or text message this afternoon. That just went up.
Yeah, I don't have text messaging.
What is
correct.
It under again? Yours.
So it's my name.
Just under your name. Okay.
Yep, just under my name. So if you're listeners, if you're looking for it,
there it is.
Tagaro.
Adam Tagaro.
That is
the man, not the myth.
Perfect.
Yep.
Sweet.
So we got that.
The song's okay.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's more than okay, man.
Did you do that all humble. Trent Reznor-ish? All by yourself? One-man show? Yeah,
it's 100% self-produced.
Sweet. What software did you use to create that?
Reaper.
Rip.
But I had it mastered by Dominion Mastering.
Oh, hey, we're not allowed to say master anymore. You had it compiled.
Okay.
Hey, we're not allowed to say master anymore. You know that. It was in the news.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
I wonder what they're going to change it to. The master's degree, they can't say that anymore.
I mean, the mastering, the process of getting your audio to radio level.
Okay, so just radio leveling, though. I'll have to
just show that. Did you radio level that audio yet? No. One other note.
Negative 14 decibels?
I did some snooping while we were recording here, and I believe the episode with Adam, Soundboard Adam, was episode 62, from what I can gather. I was trying to just sneakily
What's
listen.
The title of that episode?
Apple brings the white rings. People are Kung Furious.
Yes, definitely listen to that titles. Episode.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it. I believe that is the one. It, as close as I can find, I think that's the one without being able to really listen super closely because I wanted to, you know, obviously pay attention to what you guys were saying as well.
Yeah. All right. Take a listen to that one.
Yeah.
And nice. Adam? You want to take us out one last time?
Well,
I do, but I guess I'm getting seg blocked.
You know I had to.
Son of a.
No, before we just end, though, I think, you know, I know because we always just wrap up and kind of get out of here. Just genuinely, I know we joke, you know, about me being here and all this stuff, but I really do appreciate the two of you bringing me into this because without that, I wouldn't have been doing any of it. I mean, I was doing that YouTube channel for a little while where I was doing a daily vlog, and I only did that because I didn't know anything about podcasting. I'd listened to a lot, and I always wanted to, but I never had anyone to do it with and wasn't confident enough to do it on my own. And because you guys, you know, thought to include me on the project you were doing, then a monster was created, basically. But I really do appreciate that because I know I've put a lot of myself into this, as we all have, and it was one of those things that I'm very sad to see it go, but
It's very bittersweet, you know.
We all have podcasts that we're doing. I'm sure we can all hang out sometime too. Yeah, I mean, we're going to, you know, maybe all three of us will hang out over at Faded Words sometime. You know, you can interview me because I'm in the process of writing a novel.
Yeah.
And Adam, you can interview him because he writes code, which is technically still writing.
Story through code. And that story is hello world.
And then that novel that I'm writing, we could have Adam read it over on yesterday's sci-fi, it's today.
Oh, that'd be great.
It would be.
It is sad. It's the end of an era for us, but it's also, you know, we've got new things. You know, our creativity is going to keep on flowing out there. Mm-hmm. Can't thank you listeners enough for all the support over the years, our family, our friends, everybody that has listened to the show, retweeted our stuff, talked about it, told friends about it, downloaded it. Let's see, criticized it.
Yes. The Patreon backers, the handful of you.
For sure.
A
special thanks to them, which we'll be shutting that down as soon as this episode goes. And then we really do thank you for that support to help make the podcast possible. Mm-hmm. So hope you got something out of it. And I'm going to miss hanging out with you guys just as much, even though I know we're not done hanging out, but at least in this format, we're calling it, but it's been wonderful. And I just love you guys.
I love you too, man. As I used to end every episode, I love you guys. No, no, wait, that wasn't even the episode, was it? That was just over.
That was just
saying goodbye for the
creepy sign off. Yeah,
yeah, that was a little bit disturbing.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll be back if The Rock decides to buy us. What do you guys think? Right? $16 million?
Yeah, let's do this because
ball talk again.
Yeah, what would an episode be with Jason if we weren't bringing up some XFL football?
Yeah, I had to get one more in there.
The Rock, from underneath Vince McMahon, swoops in for what seems like a really low price of $15 million.
$15 million.
And buys the XFL, him and another guy and a capital firm. That's crazy.
It is.
Anyways.
So yeah, we got our XFL in this very last episode.
Sports right. ball, everybody.
All right. Well, you know what? And Adam already thanked all of our listeners, you mm-hmm. know, that have been sticking, you know, with us through all this time. And I just wanted to now address all of those that had quit listening over the years. We heard you. And as Jay and Silent Bob, you know, told me how to do this. How many people want to kick some ass? Oh, I do. I got all of your addresses, and I'm coming to your house, and I'm kicking your ass. Everybody's stopping to listen. All right.
Yeah. Oh man. No. I want to echo that. You know, obviously, huge thank you to all of you that have been listening, friends, and people like that, and to you guys also. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks to both of you. Been awesome
to both of you. Oh, you mean to me and Dave?
Yeah. I meant our listeners.
Thank you to both of you.
It's the mailman and Jesse.
Two listeners.
Oh wait, I have plenty of friends that listen.
Yeah,
you know, know who they are. Ryan, yeah. Matt, Jeff,
exactly.
It was great. Thanks.
Yeah,
and I don't think I had any friends that were listening.
Well, they must have, because when you left, we saw it reflected in the numbers, and Adam and I tried our hardest to keep something going there. And I liked what we were doing. I think it was a cool idea, cool direction, and we were putting out good content. It just wasn't finding that audience, wasn't clicking with people. And I think it was just, like you said, the magic had gone.
And there's a million podcasts out there, too. So if somebody isn't interested, they can easily find something they like better, and that's just how it goes.
It's like when you have too many channels on the television, there's just nothing to watch.
Yep, or too many cheeseburgers.
I mean, back in the day when I had 7 channels, you always found something to watch.
It's too much out there, folks. Go find it.
Yeah.
So where can they find us, Adam?
Well, they can find us down that lonely, lonely road.
Well, for real, though, they can find you and Yesterday's Sci-Fi at where?
YesterdaySciFi.com. Hit me up on Twitter, at YesterdaySciFi, whichever. Or I'm on... you can find my music stuff pretty much anywhere. I'm on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, you call it. So, hey Dave, how about yourself?
I am all over social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can find me on all of those three things at Faded Words Pod or just at David Swiduck. I, to be honest, I typically use my David Swiduck stuff, my personal stuff, for most everything. My photo works at usuallydave.com. For now, Faded Words Podcast is still at aicpod.com, but that'll be changing very soon to fadedwordspod.com. And who knows where else you'll find me? All over the place.
Well, you're also going to find Dave over at geeklyspeaking.com because he's going to be part of that. You can also follow us on Twitter at speakinggeekly.com. The reason being is Geekly Speaking was already taken. And if anybody can get a hold of this lady or gentleman that has Geekly Speaking, they have 2 followers and haven't posted since 2013. I would really love to see if I could get that URL. But as of right now, you can find us at Speaking Geekly on Twitter.
Nice. Well, 200 episodes, guys, from all of us at the Digital Soup Podcast, all you listeners. Have a nice life and don't change. Helicopter, baseball.
Yeah. Have a nice life and don't change. Made me think of the yearbook sign-off.
That's exactly. It's a yearbook sign-off. Don't change.
Don't ever change. You know what?
Actually, I take that back. Change for the better. Be kind to each other.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
See you later.
Later, Gators.
It's the Digital Soup Podcast.